91.5 WMFO Medford.
My motorhead is in slow motion. The heat is taking me home. I never have another chance now. Opportunity's here. And I don't need no lame excuses. Time to put it in gear. I press a pedal to the metal if we can't get it quiet. Just look at that dangerous sky. I press a pedal to the metal and the metal won't die. When you look at that dangerous sky.
Pay the price of shopping around.
is the worst, because there's just nothing that's worth the cost, 'cause it's the worst.
WMFO with the band you can see tonight, Middle East Up, I guess around 9:30 they'll be on. Before that, Muck and the Myers will be there, so get there, you know, 7-ish, and Hugo Burnham will be DJing for them. Hey, a big shout out to my acting partner, acting mate, someone that I was an extra with in a movie earlier this week, 2 days of it, a movie called Follow Back. I think it will be a cable movie, Lifetime or something, but there was a party scene, they needed hipsters. I don't know how hipster I look. Lucas looks hipster, though. Hey, Lucas, are you like a hipster outside of that? He certainly had a haircut. I hope he didn't get a haircut just for that movie, but he's making his lunch right now. He said he'll call in next week and we can talk all about it. Great guy. I'm sure he's good on the radio. He'll call in with some requests too. Yes, Lucas, the show is archived. I will put that together after this and you can hear the beautiful long Iggy Pop block I played for his birthday. He requested Wild One by Iggy Pop. Well, we played 45 minutes of Iggy Pop. It'd be just weird for me to play him now, wouldn't it? Nah, what? That's how you look? You look fine, but definitely suited for hipster party. I mean, I thought they were going to take one look at me and go, you're a rocker. Or I thought they were going to put my hair in a bro bun, which was really, like, had me nervous. But they didn't. They said I looked fine. Well, I can't play Iggy Pop's. I'll play it next week, if you remind me, along with your other requests. But you know what? I typed it in, and there's a bunch of other bands that do Wild One. Are these all covers of Wild One? Who did the original Wild One? I know it's an old song. 855-915-9636 if you know who did the original. I have a bunch of cool bands doing it. I don't know if it's the song or just songs with the same title, though. Let's start with one, a band I don't even know the name of doing Wild One. And if it really sucks, I'll go on to Thin Lizzy's Wild One, and we'll see what that is. How's that? You said, look what you started, Lucas. It's a Wild One block without Iggy, okay? On 91.5 WMFO in Medford, it's a crash course for the Ravers. Nope. We're not looking for that Wild One. How about Thin Lizzy? Nope, but we'll hear it.
Wild one, won't you please come home? You've been away too long, will ya? We need you home, we need you near. Come back, wild one.
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, Cal Kelly said Joan Jett does covers that Wild One. Of course, that wasn't the Wild One we were talking about. But Thin Lizzy's a cool band, so I thought I'd let their Wild One play throughout. I'm a huge fan of Cracker. I can't remember what their Wild One is. Let's find out. Oh, yeah, and Cal reminded me Joan Jett does it. We'll have to play that, too, I guess, huh? Here's Cracker. For the song titled Wild One, and you know what? I think Iggy's song is actually called Wild Child, isn't it?
Hi, this is David Lowry from Cracker, and you're listening to Brian Young on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back.
I want to hate them. Don't ask me why. Green Day. Like, I heard that. I've never heard that Wild One song before. It sounds pretty good. But he says right in it, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm like, at least he admits it. Sounds like all those other bands. They're drinking the Kool-Aid. Well, I think Lucas Hunton sent us on a wild goose chase for this Wild One. Because actually, after Kel told me Joan Jett does a cover of it, I was like, oh yeah. And then I'm looking it up. I'm like, now I know I have that one. I distinctly remember ripping like a huge album of covers, like all covers Joan Jett did. I'm like, Wild One has to be on. No, Real Wild Child. And I think that's also what Iggy called his. You know what? Because of that, when Lucas calls in next week, we'll continue with this Wild One block, which is all different songs that have nothing to do with real wild child. But maybe when Lucas calls in next week, we'll do, because there's a ton of them. And now I'm not sure if those are all covers or just a bunch of different songs, but we have a ton of songs in the system called Wild Child. I could probably do a whole show on it. We'll wait for Lucas's call next week, and we'll have fun with that one too. But I still have I have like a half dozen wild ones to get through. I don't know if we'll play like the entirety of each of these tracks, because some of them might really suck. But hey, Yngwie Malmsteen, I heard he plays a mean guitar, huh? What's his wild one sound like? MFO! Have to cut it short if he screams like Dio again. That's right, I said it. I am not a Ronnie James Dio fan. Yeah, I can't get through most of these. Somebody's trying to call, and they must be calling the wrong line because it's not showing up on my board, and I'm not going to get up and cross the room for that. Hang up the phone and try 855-915-9636. Maybe I'll use this David Poe Wild One song as my music bed. We are 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Playing a little game. Block of songs titled Wild One. Some of them are horrible. Sorry, David Poe. I'm sure your mother loves you. What's this one sound like?
Hey, well, I never went to school. I was way too cool. I got the
yeehaw. But that's Real Wild Child. That's actually the only one that's a cover of the song we were going for. MFO, the Real Wild Child Station. What's going on?
Real Wilder Time, dear. Hey, it's me, Renee Van Averen. I'm that homeless hippie you met last week when you were on your break down below at college in, you know, Boston Avenue while you were having your break. And you told me...
Wow, hey, man. Wow. Can anyone else understand this? Stop speaking.
I came up and saw the live band that you told me in that viewing room.
Hang on, man. All right, so you are speaking. Sure. You are speaking English, all right? You sounded like a robot, like in Rewind. It sounded backwards. Who am I speaking with? Maybe you have your radio on.
I'm down here below.
Okay.
Here at, the entrance.
Are you the gentleman that was walking by the street while I was having a cigarette and you came up to see the band?
Yes, that's right. I came up an hour later.
Okay.
And, I really think you have a beautiful venue of all types of things that I grew up with.
Thank you. Are you going to try and come up and steal my stuff if I let you in?
Oh, come on. I follow the Ten Commandments, and I'm a homeless community member of Tough Tensis. I'm not some illegal jerk troublemaker.
Well, that's right. Some homeless have sticky fingers, so I'm not sure. Right? Hang on, buddy. Wild One's ending. Yeah. That was Wild One by B4R549. Okay, sir. So what did you say? You have some... don't you have like some...
No, I'm trying to tell you, you're right. My interests and one of the first things of honor, I do not have a gaming gangster hustle. I'm not in need of anything. Hippies like me do not have any material wants.
No, all I'm asking for is some entertainment. What do you have to give us? Do you have a poem? Do you do poetry? What do you do, sir?
Yes, but I'm not a sir. But I would like to have some educative learning, you know, put it in my ear, and then I can go off and help someone else.
Okay, excuse me, ma'am.
But I would like educative learning one time to learn what Joel Epstein Simchez learns.
Okay, and you are Mrs. Who?
I'd like to see Joel Epstein Simchez. He's the electronics operation.
I know who Joel Simchez is real well. I worked with him for a couple of years. Too long. I worked with him for too long.
Okay.
He has nothing to do with me or my show. What would you like to do, sir? Would you like to come up and give us a poem? That's what I took from you last time I met you. And you are a sir. You're not a ma'am. I thought you might be a poet of a sort.
Right.
Well, we're all...
I'm a hippie, not a, misavowed piece of shite or terror.
No problem. I'm kind of half hippie. I'm like a hybrid. Hippie punk, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right on. Hey, hold on. We got to hear the end of this song. It's actually what we were talking about. It's Real Wild Child, but this one's called Wild One.
Love me, honey, I'm a real wild child. Squeeze my baby.
Hang on.
Come on over, darling, I'm a real wild child. Come and get me, I'm a real wild child. Well, I'm a wild one.
Hang on.
Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child.
Ah, I think he hung up. Did you hang up, sir? Here's Iggy Pop doing it anyway.
But we can't do that.
We're gonna do the whole big block next week, so we can't do the Real Wild Child. That's Real Wild Child. How about Barry doing Wild One? Oh boy. Sir, I don't know why you hung up. I was still on the phone with you. 855-915-9636. If you are indeed outside, I'd like you to come up and show us what your poetry's all about. So, yes, you, call back. I think this is going to be our last Wild One.
Wild One. Girl, you're such a wild one. I said, hey, little girl. Why are you acting so?
Next week, it will be the Real Wild Child mystery block. And hopefully, they're like most of them are the songs by Iggy we were talking about. And, I did get some history from our listeners about that. Okay, Wild One, or Real Wild Child, is an Australian rock and roll song written by Johnny Greenan, Johnny O'Keefe, and Dave Owens. That sounds like the real truth there. That's Cal Calley who came up with that. And then Lucas said, if I can find it. Yeah, he says, looks like Johnny O'Keefe, who is one of those three that Cal mentioned. Johnny O'Keefe did Wild One originally, an Australian rock and roll guy. Oh, Australian rock and roll guy in the late 50s, but Jerry Lee Lewis played it soon after. He probably made it popular in America. Right. Yeah, I think it was The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. I think it's his version that I knew the most before Iggy Pop made it popular. And then it got super popular on the commercials. Remember that? Well, we'll do the whole block next week, but everyone wants to hear it. Let's hear Joan Jett do it anyways. Real Wild Child. And then I'll play some more music and maybe figure out if there's a homeless guy knocking on my door or not. We're 91.5 WMFO, a crash course for the Ravers, Medford.
Got it.
cheap.
Done to cheat.
There you go. Not just Real Wild Child, but a whole block of Joan Jett covering some great songs there. Lucas says he loves Joan Jett. That's great. Thank you. Somehow I closed my list here. There we go. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I Want to Be a Dog. Before that, Dirty Deeds. And, of course, Wild One, which we're going to... We'll do a special Wild One block with Lucas next week, like we did the... A Real Wild Child block, sorry. Similar to the Wild One block. Who did we do? Who did all those Wild One songs? I'm With Her. We had Thin Lizzy, Cracker, Iggy Pop, Barry, Joan Jett, and many more. So for some reason, my list isn't keeping up to date like it should. But anyways, too late to fret. It's time for this now. Rock and roll groupie news coming at your door. Nothing rhymes for me today. That's okay, because I got Renee. He's going to sing you a poem after the Boston groupie news report.
Thank you.
Well, no, I'm not even introducing you yet. Why do I have your mic up? You know what? This is why I'm the nicest guy in rock and roll, all right? In Boston, anyways. The nicest rocker, DJ rocker in Boston. I mean, Carter Allen and Chuck Nolan aren't going to let some homeless guy in. I just did, didn't I, Renee?
You have, and we're... Friends from afar.
Well, you stopped by while I was here. You heard the beautiful music of one of my guest bands, and you wanted in, and that I let you have. I said, as long as you don't stick your tongue to the window, you can watch. And here you are. You're actually in the big room. You weren't allowed in last time. You're lucky because I'm alone today. But this is something I do each week. I tell everyone what's going on the BostonGroupieNews.com page in and around town for this week. We have tonight the McGunks, Jason Bennett, and the Resistance, the Dimwits, and Lose's Circle. That's an early show starting very soon, 4 to 8:30 at the Midway. Stars Like Ours, The Winter Project. Hey, No Cover, Craft Beer. They must mean draft beer, don't they? That's at the Dorchester Brewing Company. And the Residents are at Brighton Music Hall tonight. Hardcore Stadium presents the Unseen American War Machine, Moose Knuckle, the Von Trapps, all at the Middle East tomorrow, starting at 6. What else do we have? Anything else worth saying today? Hardcore Stadium presents The Unseen. I just said that one. Spanish Love Songs, Rebuilder, and Oh the Humanity are at O'Brien's Pub tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Punk Night at the Hotel Vernon with the FU's Punk Band. That's ex-Jerry's kids in that. The FU's Punk Band, I guess. Ex-Jerry's kids. Working Poor, USA, Brand Death, and Lewd. All at the Hotel Vernon tomorrow. And, of course, the big one. I'm going to it. Say hi to me. I'm the long-haired alien, leather-clad alien from outer space. Say hello. Say you love the show. Makes me happy. Tonight, that's where I'll be. Bush Tetras and Muck in the Myers and the DJ for that, Hugo Burnham from Gang of Four. And there's tons more going on. All this and more at BostonGroupieNews.com. You can check it out yourself. And before I go, well, we have time for maybe a song or two, but I'll say hi to Renee. Renee,
I know,
you came up. You wanted to say a few words first. What's going on, my friend? Now, you are home. Are you sleeping outside, Renee?
I have, yes, shelters, as you realize. Too much criminal lowlife riffraff. They don't understand a simple homeless hipster, hippie, or my music, or where I would love to go. There's no solidarity, unity of working, what it means.
I hear you.
And too much, you know, other things, germ, vials, junkie, crack cocaine head, alcohol. I'm, you know, and you know, evil, smut,
well, that's
filthy
out
mind.
There too, but some of that, I mean, like
the conditions there, they just want to foist
some of the, those things you mentioned, not so evil though. Those are also sicknesses and diseases. I mean, I dealt with alcoholism for a long time,
but nobody wants to feel like your brother.
I found the cure, but anyways,
see,
what?
Again, the cure, the ego's there. They don't want to be your brotherly. Let's find a solidarity way of formulating questions to really help. Let's arise, liberate, and step up. Follow me?
I do.
Of systems, because they don't want to tell us, as you said, secret war machine, corporate. You're going to be just this way. That's
I agree with a lot of this, Renee, and I'd be bringing it up more. But you know what? The people also need some entertainment, and I feel that's what I do best. So you know, I just try and be as good as I can to people like you, and anyone I meet, as long as they seem like a reasonable, decent person. I try and do my best by them, how I'd like to be treated, and hope the world will go on like that. And you know. Just keep up the good work, Renee, you know?
I'm going to do my best.
Did you have a poem for us today? You said you were a poet. Right here, on 91.5.
Here we are.
Oh, am I interrupting you, Renee? I'm sorry.
No,
start again.
I want the freeform jazz of your beautiful throats and golden throat singing. To my gifted... binds punk and alternate jazz, yasmin, rock and rollers, and other aficionados. Remember, all our bodily fluid, hair on our skulls, hair on our body, they're just all inside.
That's beautiful, Renee.
Beautiful, our skull heads. Remember, too, that's future.
Who are you calling a skull
vision.
Head? What? No, what?
Skull
go ahead.
Of Bonden. I mean, what is our tongues and voices and throat vocal cords? We have to really eliminate our egos for real free flow, free form, communicate. Jazz, jazzaroon, dim, blim, blim, styron.
Jazzaroon?
Yes.
What's that, your own genre?
Yes, I'm not giving you just a cosmic comic comish.
Mm-hmm.
I want some type of a rhythm.
Well, I don't have that song. I give you some rhythm. I don't have a band today, though, and we only have a few minutes to wrap it up. So, you just want to say, anyone you want to say bye to or hi to, Renee, or one last thought before we go.
Joel Epstein Shimkes. And
that's Joel Simches, I think you're trying to say hi to.
Entire name, just like mine is Renee Avram, WTN, Saul Farzan. Thank you. Last week, I was two rooms away, and yes, it was a beautiful circle. It made my feet stomp.
Circle jerk?
No, the people that you had me watch through those...
Oh, yes. They were a great band. That was the Laces. You witnessed the Laces. Great band. Now, I'm going to give them one more song because I'm like, they want to blow their brains out, the listeners out there right now, Renee. But thank you for coming in. Spread the word. Tell them to listen to A Crash Course for the Ravers, 1-4. Everyone on the street who has some kind of a device available, tune in, right?
That's right, because when I obtained and called you last week, as well as today, some kind, walking, tough community student allowed me to use their telephone to call you.
Thank you to them, too.
Yes.
All right. You can visit again and talk some more another time. We got to go, though. We got to get ready for the next show, all right, Renee?
I'll be coming along
with
you.
One more song. Here we go. Mine's yours. MFO.